get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah.
I used to call you every time. Week 7.
Yes, we did. Let's go, man. Sorry for the delay. But
sorry, yeah, for the wait. It's Carter 8.
Hey, life catches up with us. You know, we had stuff to do. Busy. Still didn't post the records from last week. Cody definitely got that.
Talk to him.
One game. I think he had an 8-7 record, 7-8 record. We're going to post that by like Friday.
Over.
So you can see it.
Get it.
Let's go.
And we're live streaming the Packers and Bears game at the same day.
Is that Ty Montgomery running right there?
At the same damn time. That is number 88.
Yeah, let's get it, man. So DFS, man. Like, we're going to keep it pushing and keep moving.
So we got the Packers and Bears playing right now. Currently, it's 3-0 with the Packers in the red zone. It's at GB. Carl, who do you think should win this game?
Oh, man, this game is crazy. A lot of injuries on both fronts. Mm-hmm. I like the Packers in this one. I could see the Bears come out with an upset. Well, I'm going to go with the home team because A-Rod definitely needs to hold it down for the squad. So I'm going with Green Bay in this one in a close game, not by much, as they're in the red zone right now. The score is 3-0 Packers.
Yeah, no, I definitely see where you're coming from. Just to be a contrarian, I'm actually going to pick the Bears. Everything the Packers have been doing so far is crumbling. As a team, I haven't, like, as a person, obviously I'm not a GM, but, like, just looking at what they're doing, I don't agree with them not picking a tight end, like, any free agents. I don't agree with them, like, drafting weirdly. Mm-hmm. I think that they're not up to date with what football is right now. So, okay, off of that, and off of the Bears surviving after all these injuries, lost their quarterback, lost their running back, lost, like, every receiver, lost half their defense, and they're still balling out here, I have the Bears taking this shit. Fuck it.
That's crazy. I mean, you say all that, but you got to realize the Packers without their top three defensive backs in the game.
That's why, yeah.
But they're still a good squad. You can't sleep on them.
They're doing
their thing against the run. And I'm pretty sure all three of those players, even two of those players, was in the game. This would have been no contest.
Motherfuckers trying to talk too long, so they can score a touchdown right now. They're on the two.
I would definitely use them for survivors if they were in it. But, yeah. I mean, speaking of, I was off topic a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. This fake color rush, man. I was trying to see some nice colors. Basically, their jerseys.
Yeah, they are. Except the Packers are wearing their virgin jerseys. They're all white right now. All white. Ricks.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, let's go. Keep moving.
Next one, we're in Jolly Old England, mate. That was Australian. I can't do accents. But we have the Giants, I guess, technically at LA. Okay. But they're both in London, and for LA as a West Coast team, it's technically 6 o'clock in the morning when they play this game. So.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be tough on them.
Yeah,
we won't be seeing Case Montana. Oh, I mean, Keenum. I'm sorry. He looked like Case Montana last week against Detroit, but I don't think that happens this week against the Giants, who are favored by 3. Mm-hmm. I think the Giants pull away with this win.
Yeah.
Players I would like to target in this game, if you're gonna play this early action, would be Odell Beckham, going back to the well on that one. I love that pick.
Tremaine's out. Tremaine is out.
True.
True
Johnson. a sneaky pick would be Cruz. Definitely a player that gets a lot of targets. And always so close to getting to the end zone. But I think he could definitely find his way into the end zone this week. For the simple fact, they're going to be jet lagged like crazy. They won't be able to tackle probably that well. So we'll see how that goes. Another player you want to use, but it's going to be on the opposite side, is Todd Gurley against this Giants defense. We saw Terrence West just go bonkers on them last week.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I think Odell's obviously going to take advantage of this week. Secondary right now, they're injury-riddled. They're going to be tired. And, you know, I like Odell in this matchup a lot.
Yeah.
I think Todd Gurley will have a positive matchup as well. other than that, I wouldn't touch this game. These London games are always really on the ground, physical games that both teams, frankly, don't want to be in. So,
yo, I'm sorry. I don't mean, can we talk about Josh Brown?
What about
him? What's going on? He's not. He didn't travel with them.
He didn't?
No.
He's about to get cut.
Yeah, man.
He's wild.
Yeah, they're supposedly, documents on surface now.
They were doing some weird shit.
Like, so many cases.
There was a lot of weird shit going on.
Yeah, man. Whatever,
yeah. So fuck Josh Brown.
But if it was Rice and Hardy, we'll be calling them criminals.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna get into that. We ain't doing politics over here.
Nah, we are. Fuck that. Lock Josh Brown up, man.
Let's go.
Lock him up, man. He's a weirdo. All right, next up. Oof. Oof.
What's up?
We got the Saints.
What's who?
At.
Oof.
K.
Yes.
C.
FC. Oof. KFC. These Kentucky Fried Chicken posts. Yeah, Andrew, I know you hear me. It's like, nah, man, this is going to be a tough game for us traveling to Arrowhead. That's a tough stadium to play at. The Chiefs are our favorite 6.5, rightfully so. Drew Brees is bad on the road. But, like, this game, I have hope. I have hope in my Saints this game for the simple fact that the first two road games we had this year, we fared well, especially in the Giants game where our special teams gave up that game. And in San Diego game, we actually won that game. So if the game script goes to the way I think it's going to go, New Orleans could definitely pull out this W. I think the Chiefs is going to run and try to run and pound it down our throats. Drew Brees is an efficient scorer, so I think we can counteract that without any problems because they have a leakage in their secondary. Players I want to target for that purpose is going to be Snead or Michael Thomas. I'll shy away from Fleener and Cooks because Cooks is going to be seeing my boy, Peters. That's Mr. Marcus. And then the players on the opposite side, I'll target Spencer Ware. Definitely target Spencer Ware. Sneaky pick, well, not too sneaky. It could be Jamal Charles. And Travis Kelce, man. Tight ends could definitely work on us. I like that.
Yeah. You shouted out Mr. Marcus. So
yes.
That's something to
say. That's my boy, man. That's something to say. Yeah, take your mind out the gutter, my friend.
That's something to say.
It is a PG-13, man.
Anyways. Look, if it was a more competent defense, I think the Saints, talent-wise, should run away with this game. Mm-hmm. But frankly, the defense is this tissue paper right now. And having said that,
atrocious.
The Chiefs are just going to dink and dunk in the most boring way possible. Yep. They're going to run with JC and Spencer Ware. They're
going to
eat up some clock. Mm-hmm. They're going to trot it up to Travis Kelce, do some drag routes to Jeremy and Acklin because Alex Smith can't throw farther than 5 yards.
Yep.
That's why they're not going to win the fucking playoffs, but they're going to win 9 games, mm-hmm. and they're going to win this game. So, long story short, they're going to win this game, and that's that. All right, fuck it. I hate the Chiefs style so much because I want them to win the AFC. They're not going to win the AFC.
Nah.
Anyways, moving on. We got the Colts at Tennessee. Talk to me.
Colts at Tennessee, man. This game is a good game, a divisional game. Tennessee's primed. I said last week there was articles about Tennessee winning the division, man. If they want to win the division, these are the games they need to take care of. Tennessee is home. They're favored by 3, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Colts' offensive line is bad.
Very.
And I think Tennessee could take advantage of that. But the only issue I have with Tennessee is, man, last week they faced the Cleveland Browns. They got sacks, granted, but they didn't really cause any turnovers. This is something I need to see them do this week to show that they're really about that.
Yeah.
But I think Tennessee should win this game.
Oh, yeah.
They should take care of it. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but I think they should take care of their home field. Yeah, man, the Colts are banged up, man. They ain't everywhere. Tight end, receiver. It's going to be the Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton show.
Yeah.
So you can stack those two up for DFS. And on the Tennessee side, man, Don, plug them up.
That's
everywhere.
It. That's
Delanie Walker let a lot of people down last week. I had him in like a lot of my lineups in the lineup that I didn't have him. I was actually successful in, but I think he bounced back this week against the Colts.
Nah, so here's
another sneaker, a sleeper pick is going to be Doyle, man. Dwayne Allen is going to be out for the foreseeable future, so definitely plug in Doyle.
Here's what I think. I think Luck might get sacked. Pause. Luck might get sacked.
Oh, no rainbow, man.
Luck might get sacked 5 times.
Oh, my God.
Luck might get sacked 5 times.
go ahead.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be.
It's a tongue twister. Anyways, Lushing gets sacked a bunch of times this game.
Yeah.
I think the Tennessee Titans are going to have a bunch of points via the rush deep offense, because the fact of the matter is the Colts aren't good on defense right now. They're really bad. I can't name one player I'm really afraid of on this defense right now.
Yeah.
Having said that, I think the Colts are really going to lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them winning much more games this season just out the way that they're constructed right now. They need to fire the coach. And to fire the GM, I think the Titans legitimately have a shot at the division right now. It's sad to say, they might not be 500, but they might have a shot at the division.
Yeah, they are 500 currently. I understand. 3-3.
Yeah, so I don't see them staying 500. I can see them, like, when the Seahawks many moons ago, when they won that shit 7-9 and marched under beast mode, I can see the Titans winning this division at 7-9.
Yeah, man, in the summertime, I definitely said I see the five games for the Titans. And I also said I wouldn't be surprised if they win more. And that I wouldn't be surprised them winning more is definitely seeming more truer than it was in the summertime. So high hopes for the Titans,
yeah,
man.
Now, I was wrong about the Dons. So he's definitely here.
You were definitely wrong.
You was right, and I was wrong.
Right.
All right, moving on. We have what very well could be a playoff matchup. We have Minnesota Vikings at Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
Two of the toughest defenses in the NFC.
I love the storyline on this, man. Sam Bradford's going back to Philly. But
he's now going back to Philly.
Hey, man, this is going to be a clash. And I think Minnesota's coming off the bye. I think they're going to handle the Philadelphia Eagles. Minnesota's actually favored in this game by 3. And I think it's in the right spot because Minnesota defense is crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much I can say about that defense.
All self-drafted.
Really. And I think they're going to destroy the offensive line, the same offensive line that let the Washington Redskins get destroyed them. And also, I could see Diggs having a good game against the second.
Oh, absolutely. One of the surprise player, Thielen.
Yes.
Thielen's here.
Yes.
Adam Thielen's here. So I definitely see that as well. I completely agree with you. I think the Vikings are going to come in here, win this game at the link. It's going to be a low-scoring game. It might be like a 14-10, something like that, because both these defenses are for real. I see Sam Bradford going away with this. And I'll tell you right now, it's week 7. Vikings going to be the NFC team in the Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now.
Hot take.
I
wish I would have caught them earlier when the trade first happened and bet the future on that. Put down a lot of money on that because I could definitely see that happening. And I know a lot of people did that, so they're going to come up big by the end of the season.
Oh, definitely. All right, moving on. We have two teams in the AFC North. We got the Cleveland Browns led by Cody, strong name, weak-armed Kessler, against the Bengals.
Oh, man. They're going to Cincinnati. Cincinnati's favored by 10, rightfully so. There's a bounce-back game for Cincinnati. They had two back-to-back losses. They're trying to get right in this position. I think they destroyed the Cleveland Browns. It's not even a close contest, in my opinion.
Survivor pick of the week.
If you haven't chosen the Cincinnati Bengals, definitely plug them in for survivor pick. Players you want to target, you might want to target Andy Dalton for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
Pair him up with A.J. Green. I wouldn't touch any of the running backs. I hate both those running backs.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't play any of them. But A.J. Green and Dalton, and on the opposite side, if he plays...
T-Peasy. Terrell Pryor,
man. Just target. He's the target monster. He's going to get all the catches, the targets, everything. He's the Mr. Do-It-All.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really no question. I think the Bengals are obviously going to win this game.
Yeah.
Obviously, like Carl said, take A.J. Green. take A.J. Green. He's so fucking good right now, and this is a really plus matchup for him. So make sure you reach out to him. Don't touch running backs, but I think this is going to be a really high-scoring game in the Bengals' favor. All right, moving forward, we got the Washington Redskins at Detroit.
Okay, Washington Redskins at Detroit. This is going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be a showdown. I think it's going to be a closer game than people expect. Detroit defense is bad, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Washington should be able to do whatever they want through the air, on the ground. Surprisingly, I'm saying on the ground because Matt Jones, man, he's alive. I don't know what happened between now of the first week and now, but he's here, man. He's a real problem right now. Leads the NFL in touches in the fourth quarter, and he's going ham. He's doing his thing. I'm going with Washington in this one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with Washington. I think they go into Detroit. It's an indoor stadium, so I think they handle their business. I could see DeJon Jackson busting out, catching deep passes. I could see Crowder getting touches. If Reed doesn't play, I'm definitely going to target Vernon Davis. I did that last week. If it went well, definitely better than Delaney Walker. Yeah.
Interesting.
On the opposite side, I really don't want anybody, honestly.
Okay,
I really don't want any Detroit.
I mean,
probably I would go Golden Tate if Theo Riddick is out again, which he might. It's looked like he is, but I don't want too much of him. Last week he helped me out, but I don't think he's gonna do it again this week.
So I actually love Detroit in this matchup right now.
Okay,
I think Stafford, at home is just a whole different player. He's kind of like a mini version of the Drew Brees, where when they play at home, they're a monster. When they're out away, you can't be trusted for them. So right now, just having Matt Stafford at home, he's always going to be a problem, especially against a defense that has some holes. I love their matchup against the secondary right now.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not Marvin Jones, which it very well could be, it's going to be Golden Tate, and he emerged. So I think the mixture of both these really two dynamic receivers are going to be a plus matchup against his defense, which is struggling right now and not doing well, and they've given up some points. I think Stafford at home is really going to put it up. Stafford's been unbelievable.
Yeah,
you realize the
only reason why Philly was in that game is because they scored two defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, Washington is not as bad as you think they are.
No, I don't think they're bad at all. But at the same time, I think that Detroit at home is really good. And I think Stafford is really underrated right now.
Mm-hmm.
for how good he is.
He's not underrated. Stafford is the man. But I just don't think they're going to win this game.
Stafford might be a top five quarterback this year.
He's doing his thing. He's having a career year, man.
Yeah.
Right. And crazy to say that because he had Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
He's better without him.
He's better without him. Man.
All right, moving on. I have Detroit taking that. Moving on, we have two teams I caped for so heavy this offseason. In the summer, I was caping for these teams so heavy. We have Oakland at Jacksonville.
Oh, man. Oakland at Jacksonville, man. This is going to be a close game. Jacksonville is favored in this one, as they should be. They're home, minus one. But I'm going with Oakland in this one for the simple fact that they play so well away from home, as crazy as that sounds. I think they could definitely pick up the win in this one. I don't believe in Jacksonville at all. Like, I called this since the summertime. Blake Bortles is going to regress badly. I don't think none of the Allen brothers had over 75 yards. Or, no, Allen Robinson didn't have over 75 yards yet. And as we're speaking, I think Hoyer just went down with an injury.
Hoyer looks like he broke his wrist.
Yeah, this is crazy. But
Julius Peppers hopped up on PEDs in ambition. Broke Brian Hoyer's wrist. That's fucked up.
I'm going with Oakland in this game. And I think Amari Cooper should have a good game, especially if they try to shadow him with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. He should destroy that rookie.
Yeah.
Jalen
Ramsey's sassy as hell.
And also,
he's from the Odell school of lifestyle.
On the opposite side, I think Allen Robinson he has to have a breakout game one of these days. He haven't topped 100 yards yet. This could be a spot where he could. Oakland secondary is weak. So I definitely could see a Bortles just going crazy on him over that.
Yeah.
I want to target Julius Thomas. They need to get back to using him like they did last year. They need to start getting some touchdowns and scoring and stop playing catch-up because they always starting off slow, and that's what hurts them so poorly. Chris Ivory?
Yeah, he...
Chris Ivory? He's getting the goal line touches, so he's definitely... And touchdowns matter, folks. Don't overlook that. I know you're saying Chris Ivory, no, but touchdowns matter, so you can use Chris Ivory in this too as well.
He wouldn't be a bad pick.
Definitely no Yeldon. Stocking Yeldon. Never!
I apologize. You can stock Yeldon sometimes. Anyways, this is going to be a high-scoring game. Both defenses are really poor. Frankly, I have to believe in Jacksonville just on the simple fact that they're due. They have so much talent, and they're at home against a team flying 3 hours across the entire country. I want Jacksonville to win this just because they're such a talented young team. What the fuck is wrong with you, Gus Bradley? They need to get Gus Bradley out of the paint because there's so much talent. But I think Carl's on the money. You have to start Carr if you're playing DFS, and you have to start Crabtree, too. I think Crabtree's going to have a monster game, but hopefully the Jacksonville Jaguars can pull something off and make it happen. All right. Moving on, we have a very good AFC East matchup. We have the Bills going at Miami.
I don't know if it's official if LeSean McCoy is out this game. Miami's the dog in this one. Buffalo Bills is favored by 3 in this game. Even if LeSean McCoy is out, I'm still going with Buffalo, man. This Miami team, what they did last week, I'm not impressed. I knew it was going to be a trap game. The only reason why I still went with Pittsburgh is because it's Ben Roethlisberger. But I knew it was going to be a trap game. I knew the game was going to be close. Miami pulled it out, and they won. But I'm not impressed. Buffalo Bills have a much better defense. Mm-hmm. And what they did to the Pittsburgh Steelers is not going to get done to the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion. And Tannehill didn't even actually have a good game, honestly.
No.
It was all in the running game and their defense. So I'm definitely going to stick with the Bills in this one. I think they can win this and edge it out. Players you would like to target? Gillespie.
What was that?
I'm going to try again.
Gillespie.
Come on, man.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think actually the Bills are just tailor-made to Rex Ryan right now. And it's going to be pretty interesting to see once his draft picks start to come into play. Looks like Shaq Lawson's going to be available this week.
Yes, he is playing, man.
So that's going to be really interesting because right now, frankly, as a Jets fan, but a former Rex Ryan, like, caper, when he gets his hooks into a defense and he makes it happen, it really works out for the best. And this defense, with some of the players he's picked up who have been off the scrap heap, like Zach Brown, who was cut by 2 different teams and has quietly become one of the best players on his defense.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Alexander, one of the best players on his defense. Roby Coleman, as a nickel corner, who PFF has rated as the best slot corner in the NFL right now. You know, they're starting to quietly give tools to Rex that he's never had before.
Yeah, man.
Frankly, tinfoil hats on right now. I think Rex knew how shitty Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to be. He let him cook. He let the Jets think that Ryan Fitzpatrick was a good quarterback. And after that, he started to shut down the league. So the Jets would go 1-5 after feeling so good about Fitzpatrick in week 2.
Oh, man, you already know what's coming.
So that's how I feel right now.
You already know what's coming. I don't want to do it for him, man.
My tinfoil hat is burning right now. It's burning right now. I'm the wokest right now.
Rex Ryan
is working with something special. He's going to win this game against a shitty offense, and he has his game going.
Next up. So you got Bills.
Yeah, Bills. Next up.
Oh, man. It was looking like Hoyer's leaving the game, man.
It's a broken wrist.
Oh, man.
Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens at the New Jersey Football Jets.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to say.
Say something.
I'm going to say something.
Say something.
It's going to be about
because I'm going to say something.
Yeah, I'm going to say something.
Yo, say the man's name.
The Jets.
Say his name.
No, stop it. Stop it. The Jets are favored in 2.5. I don't know what the odd makers are thinking in this one. Probably because Flacco might be out.
They know who is
playing. If Flacco's out, that's the only way they can
win. They know who's there. Harvey Dent put the bat signal up there.
If flag goes out, that's the only way you can win. This is what I'm going to do.
You got 10 more seconds before I start screaming his name.
Stop. Listen to me. If flag goes out, I'm going with the Jets. If flag goes in, I'm going with Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Go ahead. Take the lead. I know you patiently waiting.
It's from July. We started in July. I said in the second episode of the AFC East podcast. The gentleman's name, Eugene. You know his middle name. What's his middle name? Sarah.
Kaka.
Smith. Not the first. Not the second. But the third. Gino. The touchdown machino. He's coming in finally with a cannon attached to the right side of his body. He's going to air it out to Brandon Marshall. To these young deep threats we have. Devin Smith, second round pick from the Ohio State's coming back this week. He's going to air it out to him. Air it out to Robbie Anderson. Air it out to Jalen Marshall. Air it out to Sharon Pete. It's going to go.
It's Sharon.
Who's in the house?
Sharon.
R.I.P. Tommy Ford. Anyway, so.
R.I.P.
So what's going to happen next is Gino's going to come in. He's going to throw 3. Might rush for 1. Going to take this Jets team to victory. To put the team on its back, I'm telling you right now, this is a perfect situation for him. Don't believe me. I don't care. Gino is going to lead the Jets to victory. We're 1-5. Why am I so happy? Because I know we finally have our answer. Shout out to Eugene.
Yeah,
anyways,
you're so
Jets
lucky.
Win this game. Don't give a fuck who starts that quarterback in this other field. Gino, the touchdown machino is here.
Who was that?
They're throwing a flag. Yo, football's gay for that. All right, moving on. We got Tampa Bay Buccaneers at San Fran.
Tampa Bay at San Fran. Tampa Bay's favored by one. Coming off the bye. Honestly, I can't disagree with this. I like Tampa Bay in this one for the simple fact that I think they're a much better team on both sides of the football.
Yeah.
49ers just can't get it done. The same way they let Stanton come down to San Francisco and win. I think the same way Winston had no problem doing it. Jimmy Ward's going to be back, but that's not stopping Mike Evans.
But who won't be back is Carlos. Carlos isn't going to play.
Yeah, Carlos is missing. So Mike Davis and Drone is going to take splitting carries. But, yeah, players you want to target in this game, Mike Evans. Mike Evans.
Hey.
Vincent Jackson's went to IR, so he's definitely going to be Mike Evans.
Chambers is going to throw him 40 times this game.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, hey, you're 6 foot six. I got to throw really far. Why don't you run as far as you can and throw it as far as I can.
And you want to target Jacquizz Rodgers. Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, is going to be out. I think Jacquizz Rodgers had like Rodgers had like 30-some carries last week.
I mean,
whenever he played against the Carolina Panthers, so you want to target that guy. And on the opposite side of the ball, I wouldn't be opposed to targeting Cap. Man, I think he's gonna put the team on his back.
Yeah,
he's gonna do what he do.
I just want Cap to ball out. I don't think he's gonna do well this game, but I'm just hoping he does. Yeah, everything Carl said.
Tampa Bay.
Jameis, start Jameis. They're gonna win. Free band gang. All right, moving on. We have San Diego going across country to Atlanta.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good game. There's a lot of fireworks in this game.
A shootout.
Definitely a shootout. So I'm not even going to stick to one person, man. If you play DFS, target whoever you like in this game.
Either one of these quarterbacks, you cannot go wrong.
Atlanta's favored by 6.5 in this game. Since it's going to be such a shootout, it could be closer. But I definitely do think Atlanta pulls out with the victory in this game. What about you?
Yeah, Atlanta's really been on the ball right now.
Man, they almost beat Seattle. I'm telling you, bro. Atlanta's real.
They really are. Dan Quinn finally has some players that he fucks with. And I'm telling you right now, after this year, he's going to continue to draft players and acquire players through free agency that fit his system.
And Matt Ryan is
gonna
out there making a statement.
This is going to be a powerhouse team. Not this year, but next year, this is going to be a real powerhouse team. Off of that, I just think that Atlanta has too much firepower. At home, in the dome, inside. I mean, there's no one on San Diego that can stop Julio.
Word.
On top of the running attack, I think Devin Coleman's going to have a huge game.
Yeah.
I think Devontae Freeman's going to have a huge game. Those three players alone, I think, are really going to make a statement. And having said that, I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta wins by double digits.
Of course, man.
All right. Ooh, a very good matchup. Unfortunately, Ben Roethlisberger is not available. We have New England at Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Favored by 7.
Oof.
In Pittsburgh.
Oof.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
I'm telling you right now, I take that. The Patriots can win by more than 7.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the Patriots. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks it's going to be. I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Le'Veon Bell in this. We have to because Landry is just, I don't even think he's mediocre.
He's bad.
Yeah, he's bad.
They should make a trade for someone for real.
I have Antonio Brown, so he's definitely going to take a hit. But luckily, I have Tyrell Williams on the bench in that shootout, so I could probably just plug him in there. But I can't give away my strategies. My friends listen to this. But
fuck you thought it was.
But yeah, definitely I got New England in this game. I don't know who to target in New England besides Brown.
Yeah, because everyone's is a mystery.
Yeah, everybody's a mystery, so I'm going with Gronk and maybe Blunt, a revenge game, as everybody was saying around the league. But I'm definitely going Brady and Gronk.
Blunt's going to be high as hell for this game. He's going to be glossy-eyed, not knowing where he's going, but he's going to run through someone. You got to target Brady for this game.
Of course.
I think that the Steelers are really suffering on defense right now. I think there's a lot of holes in the secondary, and I think Brady's looking for revenge right now. So, having said that, I think there's going to be a blowout. I think... Frankly, I'm not telling people to bet, but if you were going to bet on one spread, I think take the Patriots plus 7.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a lot higher than that. So that's where I'm at right now for that game. All right, moving forward, we have a fantastic, fucking fantastic Sunday night game.
Do we?
We have the Seattle Seahawks at Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great game, divisional game, man. This is should be close, very close. Arizona favored by 2. I'm going with Arizona in this game. I'm going to go with the home team. I think Arizona should be able to move the ball against Seattle, not by much. Arizona's definitely going to take away Seattle's best weapon right now to date, which is Jimmy Graham. My boy is finally back.
He's here.
He's here, but Arizona's good against the tight ends, and I think they should definitely take away that. So Russ is just going to have to rely on other players.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing – I don't think Lockett could do it. I'm not seeing Kirst. So I definitely got Arizona. I'll shy away from using anybody in DFS on this game, but that's just me personally. So what's your take? I'll go with the defensive side of the ball, honestly.
Yeah, so I disagree. I think Doug –
okay.
He's bald, but he wins. So, not unlike me.
I like that.
He's going to make something happen.
Okay.
I think that, you know, frankly, watching the Jets play the Cardinals last Monday night, I was so impressed with how the Cardinals have drafted on defense.
Yeah.
Having said that, I'm even more impressed with how the Seahawks have drafted. I think on defense, they're going to be a fantastic matchup for the Cardinals. It really comes between who's a better quarterback. And you have Russell Wilson, who's 26 and entering his prime, as opposed to 36-year-old Carson Palmer, who's been erratic the entire time.
Yeah.
The Seahawks are just so much better on defense all around. They're going to provide a lot more pass rush, and I think because of that, and because of forcing Carson Palmer into one or two Carson moments, which he's been doing his whole career, the Seahawks are going to win it. I think it's going to be off of a pick six, something like that, a fumble recovery.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen where Carson's going to fuck up, and the Seahawks going to win because of that.
Okay. This is a great spot for Chandler Jones to eat, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to eat.
Oh, he will. He will.
Oh,
he's incredible.
Eat.
And he's been great in the defense, but I think that Michael Bennett's here, too. All right. Moving on. We got our Monday night game.
Good run.
That was Jordan Howard.
Yeah, man. All right, let's go.
Just yelling at the audience. We have Brock Osweiler and his awful self. That was Kadeem Carey, excuse me. We have Brock Osweiler and his awful performance going home to the Denver. Might be his last game. I could see him getting knocked out of this game.
Oh, man. What Von Miller said? We want to kill him.
Yeah.
Denver's going to win this game. This is going to be a hot pick in Survivor. Definitely use that team if you haven't already. Denver's home. They want to kill Brock Osweiler for a lot of reasons. They felt like he bailed on them when he had his time to shine.
He did.
He wanted to get his money. That's understandable. You got to live. Got to make a living out here. So I don't blame him for chasing the bread. Money, excuse me. And he didn't go to the ceremony when he had to collect the rings. They felt disrespected at that. And, yo, you're meeting the president. President Barack, you got to go, man.
Yeah, that's disrespectful as hell.
Yeah, so they have a lot of reasons and a lot of motivations behind this. And the defense knows his habits and knows his tendencies. So they could definitely use that to their advantage. So I think they take care of business at home. Denver got this.
I mean, it's really not
even Denver favored by 9.
Yeah, and they should get that. Honestly, Brock leaving was the best thing that could have happened at Denver.
Yeah.
They have Trevor right now, who's much better. He's better protecting the ball,
mm-hmm.
spreading out to their star receivers, and just making sure that they don't lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is so good. Texas are in shambles right now. They spent $75 million on a quarterback who hasn't proven himself and looks just fucking washed.
Mm-hmm.
Scott said that. I think this is going to be a blowout. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if Brock got hurt.
Okay.
I hope it doesn't happen, but
don't,
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, don't speak
happened.
That into...
No. I'm not saying that. I obviously don't hope it has. Happens.
Yes, you are. Don't speak that. Don't say it at all, man.
It's
negative
a
energy. Stop. But,
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I want to get into the winning lineup I had last week. Placed top 9. I placed 9th place in a pool with a lot of damn people.
Yeah.
I had Breeze as the quarterback.
Mm.
I had LeSean McCoy. The second running back, I had Jonathan Stewart. So I stacked the game in correlation with Breeze, Stewart, and I had Brandon Cooks in this game. Those players went off. I had Odell Beckham. And my low-end receiver was Golden Tate. I paired him up with Jesse James from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Only got me 2 points. If he would have got me any, if I would have had like Vernon Davis in that lineup, it would have been crazy. I probably would have beat the field on that one.
And you never would have called from it.
And,
perfect call
yeah,
again.
This podcast show I would have done. It would have been over. It would have been the Cody show.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
This is Cody.
Again.
As my kicker, I had Will Lutz. He did his thing. And I had the Buffalo Bills defense. I wish they would have showed out more. But it's okay. This week, we're looking to do more and better things. But, yeah, continue listening, guys. Let's go.
Yeah. No, I didn't win a shit, so fuck you guys. But anyways, thanks for listening. CNC Football Podcast. This is Cody.
This is
fine. Worry about those comments. I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text, kick game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top floor, right there, all doing.